Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We've got the better part of an hour with one another, 855-99-3756-9. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, 855-99-3756-9. We're talking today about a bunch of stuff. We're talking about the Supreme Court's the Supreme Court is taking on the issue of gay marriage, and so I'm giving you guys the opportunity to present your case in front of the Supreme Court, and that would be me at this moment, and tell me pro or con gay marriage. And it has to be logical, obviously, and it has to be appropriate language and theory about how we, you know, how you present your case. So no hollering and screaming. You guys have done a great job of it. And also we're talking about the Orioles game, which started probably just about now, where the teams are playing, and there's nobody there to watch, which I think was the wrong decision, to be quite honest. I think that they should have had it someplace else, or they should have trusted. And I realize that, you know, look, I don't have anything on the line at this moment. But the point being that that give people a chance to do their best number. And I realize, I got it, that if there's a riot, that it's going to be a mess. But I do think that giving people the opportunity to do the right thing is never a bad idea. But again, you know, it's not my city, it's not my call, it's not my vulnerability, it's not my job. So I got it. All right. So let's talk about other people who have decided that they want to present their case in front of the Supreme Court, and let's hear what they have to say.
We'll continue on with Tony, and she says, my argument wouldn't be very sophisticated. I would argue that two adults can enter into a contract that is legal and binding. It is understandable if religious establishments refuse to marry gays, but the government should stay out of it. I would ask why it's anyone's business. Maybe we should have laws against individuals who produce children while unmarried and living on welfare who continue to do so, or two adults who choose to live together without being married.
Oops. Okay, well, I mean, I think that that's a cogent argument that says, that it's a different issue when you're dealing with the law and when you're dealing with the issue of religion, and, you know, that they're different issues. Okay.
And then just one more here from Rebecca. Rebecca says, for gay marriage, better yet, let's call it love marriage. Because love knows no gender.
Well, in my particular stance is, look, straights have really messed up marriage pretty well, you know, where 50% of marriages end in divorce. So it occurs to me that why don't we let someone else have a whack at it, right? Can't do any worse than we've done.
Yep.
Or as one of my friends said, why shouldn't everybody be miserable? Which is a little sort of... kind of a little mean, but what can I tell you? All righty, 855-99-3756-9. All right, so we've got so the Orioles game. Do you agree with the decision to have the game, but nobody's there? Would you have done the same thing?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. I understand why they want to do it, just because they.
Well, they're fearful.
Yeah, I mean, and because I think some of the stuff that was going on was happening, I think, within a pretty close proximity of Camden Yards, and so I think they were just a little bit...
And it's a strange part of the city as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, but like you said, I mean, it, you know, that they could have had it. I guess, you know, I was, during our break here, I was watching some videos and reading some reports and stuff, and I guess the idea of having it, like, even in like, up the road in Washington, D.C., at the National Stadium, I guess, was not really much of an option, and...
Why did they decide not to do that?
I'm not sure, but it sounds like that because
well, apparently that
on the road, so they were
exactly. The stadium was available.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a weird thing, but they are games underway and there's nobody there except the players and
that must be officials. It must feel really weird to be there.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Oh yeah, it's got to be. I mean, because this is something we've never seen before, where you have like an actual.
Well, apparently there was one.
Nobody there.
They said, I'm trying to remember. I think they said that there was one other time where they did this. I'm trying to, let's see if I can find it. Because I think they said there was.
Well, I think the story says. Yeah, see, it says. So the lowest attendance for a major league game appears to be 6. When Worcester hosted Troy in a National League contest on September 28th, 1882.
There you go. I thought they said that there was another, let's see, played the games they originally scheduled, minimizing violence, surreal sights. They said here's what it was. Pardon me. We've seen this in Europe with soccer clubs forced to play behind closed doors because of fans' reprehensible behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was that the fans, you know, that they haven't been reprehensible. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
I don't know. It's a close. Yeah, I just, you know, it just seems to me if you give people the opportunity to behave, that they usually do.
Yeah, and they, you know, and. The interesting thing, too, is that this game that's being played right now in Baltimore was originally going to be scheduled to be played tonight at, I think it was 7 o'clock local time there in Baltimore, and they moved it up to this time because you know, they've got the new curfew in now in Baltimore at 10 o'clock, I think. So they moved it up because they didn't want to have any, you know, conflicts with the curfew time and everything, too. And then they're going to have, in Baltimore, the Orioles were scheduled to have Tampa Bay come in this coming weekend.
Right.
And play a 3-game set with them. They moved that series with the Rays down into St. Petersburg. Just outside
and they'll be
Tampa,
the home team.
In Baltimore, and the Orioles will be acting as the home team in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. And then, you know, but then, as I said, it's not my job on the line. It's not my city. It's, you know, it just seems to me that that they could have certainly presumably evacuated the studio. Or I mean, do things like they do here for New Year's Eve, which is people are, you know, and are no one's allowed to bring anything in. I told you my experience of being patted down at a football game. And I said to the woman, what are you looking for? She said, I don't know. So it certainly made me feel really confident. Not only do you get to be patted down by a stranger, but you have no idea what she's looking for. I don't know. See if their bone's broken. I don't know. But it seems to me that they could have probably done something to ensure that it was a safe environment. I don't know. It just seems like it's kind of chickening out a little bit. And sort of expecting people to do the worst. You know, I think it's true that when you expect people to do the worst, that happens, and when you expect people to behave, that happens as well. So I think self-fulfilling prophecies, in fact, are self-fulfilling. So, but again, you know, that's easy for me to say. And I also live in a city that is very crowded. It's the most populous city in the United States, and very racially mixed. But also, I mean, maybe part of it is that there are just so many people here. And certainly we had some disruptions, but not... I don't think this place does looting very well, I don't think we do looting. And part of it is a fairly well-trained police force. Certainly not without problems. But as Manny says, most cops there are good cops. It's just that they're going to have to stand up against the ones that aren't. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, before I tackle Broadway, I thought we'd tackle one more issue that seems particularly appropriate today, and it's one of the reasons, I suppose, that Manny and I put together the What's Going On in History segment. It turns out that only a quarter of eighth graders showed solid performance in U.S. history, civics, and geography, which is known as the nation's report card. It's about the same as it was 4 years ago. Students did better overall in U.S. history and civics, than they did in the 90s when the tests were first given, but geography scores remained stagnant since 1994, and I personally take responsibility for that because I'm horrible at geography. I'm really trying to get better at it. I honestly am. Less than half, 45% of 8th grader respondents were able to correctly interpret time differences using an atlas with time zones. Now, I can do that. Only about a third knew that the government of the United States should be a democracy.
I did know that.
But they basically say, you know, these kids don't know what they're doing. Only 18% demonstrated solid performance or better in U.S. history. The results for geography and civics were slightly better, 27% and 23% respectively. Again, you know, it's hard for me to fuss at people who don't know geography because I'm an idiot at it. Basically, most scored at the basic level. 1% of test takers in U.S. history, 3% in geography, and 2% scored in the advanced level. Yikes! And when you look, Hispanics actually did better than they had been doing, but white and Asian students performed better. All right, here's, and basically they're all learning digitally. They're using computers, which I think are a problem, to be quite honest, because I think it's easy to kind of fake it. I don't know. I'm a great fan of textbooks and writing and putting things on flashcards and, I mean, trying to use as many paths to memory. Right, here's some of the questions, which may make you feel a little bit better about it. The Supreme Court's 1803 decision in Marbury versus Madison established the court's power to, and Manny, you get to guess on this, it's going to impeach a president, decide whether a federal law is constitutional, resolve conflicts between states, and resolve conflicts between the president and Congress. Do you have any idea?
Okay, say that one more time.
Okay, Marbury versus Madison, 1803.
Okay.
Impeach a president, decide federal law is constitutional, resolve conflicts between states, resolve conflicts between the president and the Congress. Want to take a guess?
Gosh, I have no idea.
Well, it's obviously, I mean, it would seem to me that if you look at the questions, this is how you take tests, not knowing anything about the subject matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
That impeach a president has nothing to do with the rest of them. The rest have to do with conflicts, all right?
Yep.
Two of them are basically seem to be the conflict between states and between the president and the Congress. So by process of elimination, a federal law is constitutional, which is actually the right answer.
Okay.
All right. So basically, the idea is you don't have to know anything about it. You just kind of figure out that the three of them are similar. Two of them are essentially the same thing and unrealistic, so by process of elimination.
Makes sense.
All right, let's see if we can do the same thing. Yeah, this is test-taking. That's them knowing anything. What is one responsibility that modern presidents have that was not described in the Constitution? Commanding the armed forces, granting pardons, appointing Supreme Court justices, proposing an annual budget to Congress.
Annual budget?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you know which president was the first to be born in a hospital? This is kind of tricky.
Let me think on this for a minute. First president to be born in a hospital.
It's not inherently obvious. You're probably just going to have to guess.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy Carter.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Wow, really?
I know. Isn't that cool? I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. Huh. Do you know what country Albert Einstein was offered the presidency of? This is a little tricky.
Germany.
Good guess, wrong.
It wasn't here. It wasn't the United States,
nope.
Was it?
Oh, no, he's not a natural-born citizen. He couldn't
right,
be.
Right, right.
Take one more guess.
It's
not Germany. It's not the United States. What else could it be?
France.
Israel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know me. There's a movie. I'm trying to remember what movie coming out where I know. It was The Age of Adelaide. Where they have trivial. It was not a very. Don't bother, folks. Blake Lively, as I said, should have been called Blake Deadly. It's not a very good movie, and it did terribly at the box office, which was justifiable. But they the reason to see it is Kathy Baker and Harrison Ford. But they don't have that much time, and don't bother. But not only did I guess all the Trivial Pursuit questions, but I actually identified the box before they do. So you definitely want me on your Trivial Pursuit team, except when it comes to geography. I am not good at geography, as you can. But I'm, you know, it's one of those things that I've always, and I finally sort of heard myself say it, and I thought, are you bragging about your ignorance? Don't do that. Just learn. So I'm looking, you know, when I read the spy novels and they have the maps at the front, as opposed to just turning the page, I look at them, I try and figure out where the capitals are and where the relationship is and how the maps have changed. And I mean, I can actually, you know, tell you where Tierra del Fuego is and stuff like that. So I'm getting better at it. I actually bought one of those puzzles of the United States to try and put it together. And every once in a while when I can't sleep, I'll make a list of all the states.
Mm-hmm.
Which I usually get, I think there are 8 M's, and I usually get like 6 of them and then forget one of them. So, all right. 855-99-375-69. So we've covered lots of stuff today. As I said, on Friday we're going to replay, which we have never done before. So this is a unique experience. Pardon me, something got in my throat. First of all, the It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment is the newest part of the program that after all these years that's our innovation, just because I was seeing so many documentaries and thought that a lot of the issues that documentaries brought up were problems and solutions that had wider range than just the question. So that seemed appropriate. And so that's the newest section of the program, which I've been doing now for a couple of years. And we only do it if there's something appropriate, so that they don't happen every week, but they happen. And now it's the publicists know well enough that I actually got a request from a Broadway show to say the guys would like to be on your show. So it's gotten to be that at least the publicity community knows about it a little bit more. And the idea being that so it has something to do with life in general, and given the fact that we're now the fight of the century, which I think is the largest purse ever. It's supposedly $200 million, which is a fairly large payday, with Manny and Meriwether coming up this weekend. So we're going to replay the interview with the director of the video, Manny, which is also worth seeing. I mean, he's an interesting guy. He's now not only a fighter, but he's now a politician in the Philippines. So there you go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Goodbye, regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty, yeah, soon be there. Actually, I'm seeing one of the plays that was nominated for a Tony tonight and one next week. But other than that, I think you're just about caught up with me. Incidentally, as you folks know, we do usually about 5 minutes a week of movies. We do usually about 5 minutes a week of plays. When there are plays, there are weeks that we don't do any plays because there's nothing new opening. And for example, this week, there's only one DVD, and I thought, we'll put it with something else. And I do 15 hours a week, every week. So calls are always our priority, and if we get calls when I'm about to do something else, we always take the calls. So worry not that the arts will kidnap the program, because they won't. Although it is interesting that the most viewed stuff on the website, drjoy.com, is movies. Second, and first, and then plays are second. Okay, four plays this week, and then I'll give you a quick recap of the nominees for the Tonys and the Drama Desk. I'll start with the. I'll end in a positive note. I'll tell you the one I like the best. The one I liked probably the least this week, which doesn't mean you shouldn't go see it. It just means it wasn't my favorite. Is called Living on Love. It was written a bunch of years ago by Garson Kanin. And the major reason to see this, pardon me, is Renee Fleming, who plays a diva married to Douglas Sills, and they're clearly having some marital problems. They have two cute butlers who act almost as in concert with one another, and if it were up to me, I'd keep the butlers and lose everything else. Anna Chomsky plays an assistant at a publishing company who comes to get the advance back from Douglas Sills, who is working with Jerry O'Connell, who's actually kind of cute in this, because he just won't sit down and get the work done. There's also a dog named Trixie in this one. This is very dated, very over the top. I just didn't care about it particularly. I thought it was silly, and as I said, the butlers worked for me. Nothing else did. Dr. Zhivago, which, I mean, everybody loves the movie, and this one... first of all, they made it into a musical, and it's not terrible. It's just, and I think they did kind of an interesting job with the set, because this is supposed to be on the steppes of Russia, and we've got wolves in the background. And the interesting thing is, when you go into the theater, they're selling umbrellas. I don't know about you, but what I remember from Dr. Zhivago was not the rain, it was the snow. But there's a lot of rain in this one. There are a couple of good songs in it, but... And as you probably remember from Geraldine Chaplin, Omar Sharif, and Julie Christie, it was a love triangle where Yuri Zhivago is married to Geraldine Chaplin and then falls in love at the battlefield with Julie Christie. This is told in flashback. It's a huge cast. The person who worked the best on this was Pasha, Paul Alexander Nolan, who gets to do the Kazatska. I think it's Kazatsky or Kazatska, the Russian dance, and he's wonderful in it. Second act is better than the first. It's awfully long. The first half is all about Russian history, which I absolutely am fascinated by. I love Russian history. The second act is a love story. So I think the first act worked better than the second. It's not odious. It just doesn't quite work, and I'm not sure exactly why. Maybe because we remember... the originals as being gorgeous, and these people are quite competent and some lovely voices in it, and a couple of nice songs. It just doesn't quite work, which is too bad because it's a lavish production and you always want these kinds of things to work. Airline Highway is another kind of basic... We've seen this story before. It was a whole bunch of losers in a place. The most fun part about this was the first act, they're decorating the motel. And because they're having a living funeral for Judith Roberts, who is Miss Rosalie, Miss Ruby, sorry. You've got the ne'er-do-well. You've got the stripper whose long-term boyfriend has left and is living with an older woman someplace else and brings a 16-year-old back. You've got the adorable Julie White plays Tanya, who's a hooker with a heart of more or less gold. You've got the owner of the motel who has a crush on Julie. So, I mean, the whole problem is that you don't need any of the first act. We've seen it all before, lovable losers. But when the second act opens with the motel balcony being all decorated with lights and tinsel and feathers, and they do kind of an old-fashioned New Orleans funeral march, which is wonderful. If they'd just done the second act and made it 90 minutes, I think it actually could have worked. I don't think this is going to work at all. It's just, and they should have ended the play at least two scenes before they did. Because there is something here, it just doesn't quite gel. And the idea of lovable losers, we've seen that a lot. Okay, so what did I like? I love The King and I. This is old-fashioned, wonderful musical. It's a huge cast. There are 14 wives, 10 children. Kelly O'Hara plays Anna. Ken Watanabe plays the king. And there have been some criticism that you couldn't understand him. He's fine. He looks terrific. He's a wonderful actor. Yul Brynner couldn't sing either, so cut me some slack here. Kelly O'Hara is better in this than she's been in anything else. She gets to be a little feisty, which she usually isn't. She has a lovely voice. The head wife has got... The cast is just uniformly good. The sets are fantastic. There are at least five wowie moments in this one. Not to mention all the wonderful songs. It's a huge cast. It's hugely orchestrated. You get to hear Young Lovers, Shall We Dance. I mean, the audience just went wild when they do Shall We Dance. And I'm not going to tell you some of the most wowie moments that are really terrific. So go see The King and I. It's not inexpensive. It won't be there forever. But it is really worth whatever it costs, which is not inexpensive. Okay. I'll quickly tell you, American in Paris, I've already reviewed for you and said I thought it was wonderful. I think it got the most that and Fun Home, which I saw downtown, which I loved. It's now coming to, it's already on Broadway, and I'm seeing it next week. I just couldn't jam everything in. But both of those lead the nominations with 12 apiece. And they're very different. Fun Home is a story of a woman, absolutely appropriate to today, talking about her lesbianism and finding out that her father was gay. It's a musical and is actually very good. American in Paris is an old-fashioned musical that's based on a movie with wonderful dancing, wonderful singing. It's just really a delight. The King and I got 9 nominations. So on the 20th Century got 5. We've got both Kristen Chenoweth and Kelly O'Hara competing for Best Actress. Hand to God, which is the one that I said was the probably the best bet for getting young people into the theater, got 5, including Best Actor. Something Rotten, which I'm seeing tonight, got 10, so I'll let you know about that next week. The Visit also got 5. Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2 got 8 nominations. So you can hear, I mean, this is a great season for Broadway in that it's just widespread wonderfulness. The Curious Incident of the Dog and the Night got 6. Skylight got 7. We've got up for Best Actor, we've got Bill Nighy, Ben Miles, Alex Sharp, Bradley Cooper, and Stephen Boyer. This is going to be between Bradley Cooper, I think, and Alex Sharp. Bradley Cooper is a movie star and is wonderful in Elephant Man. Alex Sharp is an 18-year-old kid who is terrific in The Curious Incident of the Dog and The Nighttime. If I don't know, that's a close race to call. I think it'll probably be Alex Sharp, but any of them are terrific. You've got Carey Mulligan, Helen Mirren, and Ruth Wilson also in Best Actress. So it's a great year for Broadway. Lots of stuff. As I said, we're down to the last 2 in terms of reviews. I'll get to them. See, what am I saying? I think probably I may delay doing theater next week until Thursday rather than Wednesday because I'm seeing Something Rotten tonight, but I think I'm not seeing a Fun Home until next Wednesday. And rather than spread it over 2 days, I'll probably just bump it up a day or something. All right? 855-993-7569 if you've got something on your mind. Apparently, the Baltimore Orioles do not need an audience of, 6-1 at the end of the first inning? Is it worse than that now?
Yeah, well, they're in the top of the third right now, and it's 6-0 Baltimore over the
6-0
over the Chicago
okay.
White Sox.
Yeah, so the Orioles apparently it gives new meaning to the word fantasy. They're fantasizing that they have fans there.
Yeah.
Listen, Baltimore could use a win today, right?
Yeah.
Go Baltimore. Next time, let the fans come. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on 0 medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we had done a story last week about people convincing themselves, how they rationalize that their wrong decisions are correct. And as I said, I'm not crazy about the commissioner's decision to have a game played in Baltimore with no fans there. And I understand why he did it, but so I thought we'd take the opportunity for my editorial comment to be times where you thought you were right when you weren't. Right? All right, so what do we got here?
We'll start with Jennifer. Jennifer says, just recently at work, my job is to monitor local aging agencies' expenses to ensure federal and state compliance. I was so sure that this one agency had omitted an important document. As I questioned them on the phone, I began looking through documents they sent me and found the info was in a package. I had contempt prior to investigate. I hate when I do that.
Well, good for you for admitting it. Hopefully you sort of went and said to somebody, although sometimes we can sort of do it quietly. I did one this morning. I was down, I was meeting somebody for breakfast, and she was late. And so I was waiting for her to come in, and somebody else came in and said, could they get coffee to go? And the maitre d', whom I know, said, yeah, 30 seconds. And I said, you got to be kidding me, and got out my phone and was timing him. And it basically was 32 seconds, so I had to apologize about that. Yeah, okay. And then we were talking about movies, and we were talking about, I thought we were talking about Armistead, we were talking about Amistad, which are two completely different things. One is by Maupin, which is basically Tales of a City, and that was Armistead. Amistad is the one with Jomon Hansu and Matthew McConaughey about the slave ship.
The old Stephen Spielberg.
Yeah, so yeah, I was 0-2 this morning, but I did apologize. I pointed out that the one that I was really wrong about was that he really could get the coffee out in 30 seconds. And it actually would have been a little quicker than that, but the guy said he couldn't find the cup. I don't know if that was true or not, but I had to apologize. All right, so I just thought 30 seconds is really highly unlikely, but I was wrong. And when I'm wrong, I'll sort of admit it. I said, what do I get if I'm right? And he said, you get a free cup of coffee. I said, you'll give me a free cup of coffee anyway. So what are you going to do? All righty. What else you got here?
And we've got one from Connie. Connie says, I had a cousin I thought loved me, but it turned out he was saying terrible things about me behind my back. That was very hurtful. That has been it for 3 years. Also, in the public sphere, there was someone I thought was innocent of a crime, and it turned out to be untrue. It was a famous case. Even William F. Buckley was fooled by this guy.
Do we know who it was?
Connie goes on to say the case was Edgar Smith, and he wrote a book called Brief Against Death.
Huh. So she thought he was innocent and he was guilty? Or she thought he was guilty and he was innocent? I think she thought he was innocent.
She says, in the public sphere, there was someone I thought was innocent of a crime, and it turned out to be untrue.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The interesting thing is to figure out why, that how we get misled, why we get misled. And I think that, is it our prejudices? Is it our, is there something else that, is it a previous experience that we're projecting onto another one? Because the issue is, look, we make mistakes all the time. And what I did, my two mistakes, one was just being skeptical that somebody could get something done that quickly. And I was sort of being probably a little bit snotty because I don't love being kept waiting. And although it had nothing to do with the people that I was being vaguely snotty to. Plus, they have a huge tolerance for me doing things like that. So that gives you a little bit more permission. I wasn't really invested in it. If I bet money on something, I'm sure about it. But so this was just a silly kind of thing. And the other was that I confused two different things. But they were very close. And it was really interesting because the person who said Armistead didn't know about Armistead. So it turned out that too much information, because he was wrong about that. He knew nothing about it. And so it was one of those things where too much information was really confusing. All right, we got another one?
And then we got one last one from Sally. Sally says, every day.
Well, but again, the issue seems to me severalfold. First of all, most importantly, why we made the assumption that we were. Because obviously it's wrong. It can't be based on data because we're wrong, right? So it's not factual. We need to figure out where we went wrong, why we went wrong, because nobody wants to be wrong all of the time. It only has the value of consistency. So figure out why you went wrong, what led you to believe something that was not true. And then I suppose the other part is are you willing to admit it?
Yeah.
Because, and I think that was really the article as much as anything else, is that, because the article was talking about research and that people are unwilling to admit that they were wrong. And that's the joke about research. because learning theory, basically learning theory is what happens when what you thought was right doesn't work anymore. That's what learning theory is. Learning theory has nothing to do with learning the maze. It has to do with once you've learned the maze and they move the cheese, how long does it take you to figure out they've moved the cheese? That's the learning theory. And it turns out that when you're doing research, you'd rather use rats than undergraduates because rats won't try to convince themselves they're right by going down the same path over and over again. Undergraduates will. They'll say, well, it was here before, or I'm sure it's here. So the whole point is not only to figure out why you're wrong, because, again, with the rats or the undergraduates, you've been taught. I mean, it worked before. But the point is, if it's not working now, at some point you have to acknowledge it's not working now and why it's not working and what you're going to do about it. And as I said, that when you're doing research, you'd much rather use rats because at least they'll learn. Undergrads will explain to you why they're right when they're not. And that was really the basis of the article that convinced me to, or nudged me in the direction of asking, you know, when you were wrong, when you were right. Because it's an interesting phenomenon. Because by definition, you made a misjudgment at some point, right? By definition, because you thought you were right and you weren't. Mm-hmm. So where did the discrepancy come, and what can you learn from it? Try being a rat, than an undergraduate. You know, the idea is, who moved the cheese? Well, you know, somebody moved the cheese, so you've got to, at some point, to understand, cheese has been moved. This isn't going to work anymore, unless you're an undergraduate. So there you go. Alrighty, so good luck to Baltimore. Hopefully things will calm down around there. You guys have done did a lovely job, as you always do, about arguing Supreme Court cases. And if you're hearing this, I know a lot of people listen to us on podcasts, so we're always willing to come to circle around back if there's something important you want to say. And always, your phone call is our priority. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.